Learn some in Tafnan Dalet Sefalif. The Mechaber says, the Yotze B'matza Misolz Nekiya B'Yoser, you could use very fine flour as well. Veino Reins Alechem Oni, we don't say that that is not called Lechem of a poor person. Rama adds, a Tovul Chathchila Shalolasa Samatza Rechav B'Yoser Midai Davi Kashisha. It's best Lechathchila to not make thick matzahs when fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. We'll discuss that more later on. Sev Beis, Isas HaKlavim, Bizman Shavroam Ochlim Yemena Yotzim Ba, Vim Lav, Ein Yotzim Ba, She'ein Zo, Meshumeres L'Shem Matzah. If someone makes an Isa for their dogs, but they also feed it to their Jewish shepherds, so then they're able to be Yotze with it, since they give it to their shepherds, Mishenberg explains, could assume that it was watched L'shem matzah, since he's giving it to his shepherds. And even though there's other stuff that's mixed in there, since it's Isas HaKlavim, it's for dogs, there's probably more sun and a lot of psoles mixed into it. Still, you're still yotze with it because it was watched L'shem matzah. However, im lav, if not, so then you're not yotze because it's not Mishumeres L'shem matzah. The Mishnah explains that since when you made the matzah, you weren't thinking that a person was going to eat it, so then it's not just that it's not Mishumeres, but rather there's no shame lechem alav. It's not called lechem, and you wouldn't even make a hamotzi on it. The only reason that the Mechaber says over here that it's not Mishumeres l'shem matzah is because we're talking about Pesach. But the real reason, he says, is because you wouldn't even make a hamotzi on it, since it's not meant for a person to eat. Rama says, kachim divrei Harambam, aval yesh omer hatam mishum she'ein ikar lechem kol zman she'ein arom ochlim yemenu v'chein nira ikar. That sounds like what the Mishnah Berurah just said. So Mishnah Berurah explains that according to the Rambam, we're talking about whether it's the bread is only the good stuff or it's mixed in with morse and harbe. Doesn't really matter. The main difference is whether you thought to only give it to dogs or also for people. And the Rama comes and says that there's another svar that is not totally in your intention. Rather, when other stuff is mixed in, like the morsan or something like that, and it's not ra'i for the shepherds to eat at all, so then it's not even called lechem. And even if you had in mind to give it to your shepherds, still batladaito, because a person doesn't eat bread with so much morsan and psoles in it. And if the opposite is true, that the bread is of good quality, then even if you made it for the klavim, still there is a din lechem on it for all things, even for matzah. So those are the two possibilities as to the din of Isas HaKlavim.